In today's podcast, we talk about gratitude and what's really good news. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So, since we've had this life shift of COVID, my wife has been home early enough to cook dinner every night. For most of our marriage, I've just been the one cooking dinner, and while I enjoy cooking, I didn't realize what a blessing to have her home and doing more of the cooking, what that would be, you know? So I could, in those moments, decompress or get some more work done. And while she's picked that burden up for me, what I haven't done is express gratitude enough that is seeking to match the way that she's blessed me. Now, I wonder what it might mean to her if more consistently I said thank you. Now, there's a similar scenario in the reading in Luke 17 today, as Jesus remarks on the ingratitude of some folks who were really in need. The text calls them lepers. We must understand that this is not simply people with a skin condition or struggling with an illness. These are people who have been labeled clearly based on their issue. They aren't called men or women with leprosy. They are seen first and foremost by society as those who are in this group of people that were shunned from all reputable circles. People would steer clear of them by all means. They were untouchables. Now, I mention that because we need to be very aware of how painful their current situation is. They were truly outcasts, and then Jesus. Luke 17, starting in verse 11, reads this. On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Now, let me pause right there for a moment. Jesus gave them a direction, and in obedience, they obeyed. Maybe out of desperation even, but nevertheless, God gave them a role to play in their own healing, and they stepped into it. And before they were able to obey fully even, the healing came. Now, I wonder what that moment was like when they recognized that they just got healed. Like when they realized that Jesus literally changed their life. What ran through their mind? Well, let's continue. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now, he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." So what went through their mind? Well, we know what didn't go through 9 of their minds. "Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus." Now, maybe they went about the plans that they were or had before they were struck with the disease. Maybe they went about chasing after dreams that they had had that they weren't able to pursue. Both are understandable. But what about the one who healed you? What about his glory? What about his praise? Where's the gratitude? In Romans 10 today, Paul talks about the impact of the gospel shared when he says, starting in verse 13, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent?" You guys, when God blesses us, he's giving us good news, reminders of the ultimate good news of Jesus's life, death, and resurrection. That's the gospel, that testimony he gives us. Then he sends us to share it. Do we simply take the blessing, Or do we in gratitude not only say thank you, but go with the testimony, preaching, in another word, of his goodness to all those who need his healing touch, his blessed hand? Join me right now and pray for more gratitude that would send us. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you that you not only heal us, that you not only find us in our desperation, find us as we are in darkness, as we are some of us outcasts, Lord God, that you invite us in, that you cleanse us, that you make us whole, Lord God, that you heal us, you bless us. We thank you for it. We just right now just want to pour out gratitude upon gratitude. But not only are we grateful, Lord God, I pray that you would empower us to continue to be overwhelmed by gratitude, to continue to have eyes that look upon all your blessings instead of meditating on the difficulties, Lord God, that we would come back to you on a regular basis, being grateful, thankful, worshiping you for all that you've done, Lord God, and then knowing that you send us to share that testimony, that you send us to speak of your goodness to a world that knows the same pain but doesn't know the same healing hand, Lord God. Would you overwhelm us with gratitude and then send us to go and speak it, to share it, to preach it? We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, God is a sending God. He is a missionary and he is sending you. He's given you a blessing. He's given you so much of his grace and mercy. He's blessed you overwhelmingly, right? So now that you've been blessed, go be a blessing. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the 5.